Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Dumai Daf Chof Hei in the Oizvar edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting at the top of the Amud. It says the Gemara of Zreikon Shimon Barvo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. He said the following, Roife Chover She'amachil L'Choyle Amoritz. If you have a doctor who's a chaver, and he needs to feed the choyle, he needs to feed the sick. So is he allowed to give him Dumai? Says the Gemara, Noisa Tuch Yodoy Ve'eino Noisa Tuch Piv. He cannot feed him in his mouth. He can give it in his hand, and then the Amoritz will make his decision. Will he do a frasha or will he eat it as it is? But the doctor should not feed him into his mouth. But demai, that's only demai. But to give him something which is vada, it was for sure tevel, then even in his hand, he can't give it to him because you cannot cause somebody to do isur d'oraisa. Mishal choyle, that's only if the food belongs to the sick. The doctor cannot give his own food to the choyle. He cannot feed the choyle with demai. Be Yisrael, that's all by Yisrael. To a goy, you could give him even tevel, because you could feed a goy with tevel. Mishal choyle, that's only if the food belongs to the goy. So the goy is not obligated to not to eat afrosha. And even though maybe the fruits are mechuyah because it's fruits of Eretz Yisrael, the doctor is not responsible for that. Avah mishal roife osur. But the doctor's food, he cannot give even to the goy, because at the end of the day, he's benefiting from the tevel that he's giving to the goy. Imay aver minachai, if the food he wants to give to the sick is aver minachai, which means a limb which is cut off from a live animal, this even a goy is not allowed to eat. So then, afilu mishal choyle osur shelo yovo yedit hakolo. He can't give it to the sick, even if it belongs to the sick, if the goy is the sick person. Because this is the one food which a goy cannot eat. He's going to bring it to the kol of isur d'oraisa, even that applies to a goy as well. Says the Gemara, Gabay Tzedokah B'Chamayim, that's a quote from the Mishnah. And there B'Chamay say that the Gabay Tzedokah that are giving to the poor the food have to make sure that nobody should eat something in a mesukkah. So you take from the mu'usar, something that belongs to a chaver, that you give to the amaretz, and ein a mu'usar from a amaretz that you give to the chaver. Says the Gemara, "Kashal de Rechamai begin do kosher yafsit." According to this, the poor people that are kosherim, they're going to lose because they're going to get the food of tzedakah, and they have to take out of it in maestros. Says the Gemara, "Noisel loy kedei tikuloi." He will give the poor not only the fruit they can eat, but give them a little extra that with that he'll do maestros. Says the Gemara, "My time at the Bichamai. What's the reason of Bichamai?" So Reb Chaim explains why in the beginning of the Mishnah, Bichamai did not argue. They agreed, ma'achil misani in demai. You could give poor the demai, and then the poor will take care of the ma'aser. And here, when we speak about gabei tzedakah, the gabei tzedakah needs to make sure it's fixed. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, afil tigderenu achshav yochol talgodroi la'achar zman ein at yochol talgodroi. Meaning, we talk about a regular poor. If I'm going to make sure that now he eats misukon, the lady is going to go somewhere else, and then you'll get a non misukon. You can't fix the world. This poor person is not careful about the miser. So now I'm going to make sure that right now he's getting something which is fixed. This guy sometimes eats fixed, sometimes not. I can't keep an eye on him, and I can't make sure he's going to do it the whole time. So why bother? But by Gabbai Tzedakah, he's responsible in the city, and he's feeding the oni the whole time. So he can make sure that constantly this poor person will eat only misukon and make sure he does the right thing. So go my time there, Rabbanu. Why are Rabbanu arguing with Shammai? Meaning, according to B'Chama, you have to have now two baskets. There's two different campaigns. One is what the Chaveim give, that there you treat as Me'usso and you give it to the Amiharitz. And one is what the Amiharitz give, and that you give it only to Chaveim. So the Amiharitz sees that there's a differentiating between his fruits and the fruits of the Chaver, so they're not going to want to give Tzedakah at all. Because they're going to be embarrassed that people treat them differently than the Chaveim. So in order to avoid that, we're telling everybody should be collecting the tzedakah the same way, the same fashion, give it to the same people. There's no difference between Amoritz and a Chaver. Says the Gemara on the base, Kaba tzedakah b'yom tov, lo yu machriz kederach shemachriz mechol. Kaba tzedakah, take tzedakah even in yom tov. You're allowed to do the yom tov, it's a mitzvah. But don't do an announcement the way you do on a regular day to show the kedusha of yom tov. They do it quietly. They don't make a big basket, they put it into their hands. They go to every neighborhood, every section, only to that section. They don't come and carry a truckload of food and go from neighborhood to neighborhood. That's a zilzul yom tov. They take small amounts, they bring it to one neighborhood, go back, take another small amount, go to another neighborhood, and that's how they do it. Gabay kupa b'shvis, people that are collecting money, collecting fruits in the year of Shemitah, lo yu midaktikim mechatzir shaloich l'shvis. They should not go and start checking if this person is keeping Shemitah or not. You can assume that anybody a person is giving to tzedakah, it's probably okay, probably not for Shemitah. Now, snu lehem pas, if they gave him bread, muta shlinich shadu yisrael yosnoi stimel oi mois oi beitzim. If they gave them bread, you can take it from them, they can take from the people, all the people bread, because nobody's giving bread of Shemitah. The only thing with choshed people that are not careful of Shemitah is either money that they made out of Shemitah, or beitzim, or eggs, which are usually bought with the money of Shemitah. But bread is not what people usually use, the money they make out of Shemitah, to buy bread. Rav Chananya b'Shera Pirchos says, Adol HaTemor, we're talking about a case, they do plant in Shemitah, but they don't eat in Shemitah. They don't eat themselves, they won't feed others with food which is not which has a Kedusha Shvis, and therefore we can rely on them. Says the word Kohanim, Megablim et Taharo, the Kohanim, they're very careful to eat with Taharo, they take challah out of the bread to do with Taharo, people are hire them to come to their house to take a challah and take it for themselves. Again, they don't have to be worried about people that are not careful of Shemitah, because if they give them bread, probably the bread is not from Shemitah. Some say you do have to be careful. We can't rely on that. We have to, that maybe this is coming from Shemitah. Omar Pirchas, Pirchas explained, the one who says that you are afraid that maybe this food came from Shemitah, because I don't want to have a challah that maybe has a problem with Shemitah. The Vilna Gaon has another gear, so Misayon is helping them. You're helping a person who's not careful of Shemitah. Mandome, the person says, don't worry about it, just go and do the challah. If you're afraid about the challah, that maybe it's coming from Shemitah, so you're avoiding eating Shemitah, but you're causing this person to be over in Isra challah. Tevel ba'avoin miso, shviz b'lo yisaseh. Tevel means not removing challah. A person keeps challah and he doesn't take it out. So then this dough is tevel, and the person who eats tevel is chayav miso. But shviz b'loy saseh. The issue of eating fruits of Shemitah is only aloy saseh. So what the Gemara is saying over here, according to this Yerushalmi, is it's better for this koyin to take the fruits of Shemitah, which has a issue loy saseh, than not to be mafish chala and cause the person, the owner, to eat tevel, which is a issue miso. So the Gemara kitzado, he said, but what should he do? He's not, should not eat himself, obviously, the koyin, so what should he do? So the one chavav and aleph, Omer avchuno mevi koyen chashut umatbilo. The Reb Chaim and the Goyen takes away the word matbilo umachilo loy. He takes this challah, gives it to a koyen who anyway eats fruits of Shemitah, and he gives it to him. He's anyway eating fruit of Shemitah, doesn't care about Shemitah, and he has here challah that may have a problem of Shemitah, and he eats it. So the one loy nimtza moisa taharus lamaretz. But at the end of the day, a person is not careful of Shemitah, he's an amaretz. If he's amaretz, he's going to make a tome. And you're not supposed to give challah to someone who's tummy. So the more mono mevi koyin choshud umadbiloy umishamra de'ev umachil aloy. You don't just give it to a koyin who's amaretz. You bring this koyin who eats Shemitah, make sure he goes to the mikvah, wait for the evening so you know he's tar, and then you give him the challah to eat. So the more so machzik yad oivri aveiro. So then the day you're helping somebody who does aveiros. This person is not careful Shemitah, and he's benefiting from it. Now you're giving him challah. Says Gemara of Shimon bar Kastro b'Shem Rav Acha says what you do is Mishamar Dera Pesach v'Sorifo. You wait till Erev Pesach and then you burn it. You don't go and do anything else with this challah. And he comes and says you don't burn it right now because then it looks like you're burning challah. We don't want to teach people that challah needs to be burned as we do today. But those days you want to burn challah on its own. But because this has a problem, you wait for Erev Pesach and you burn it together with the rest of the chametz they anyway burn before Pesach. And this is how the Gemara concludes over here. When we talked about it before regarding Anim, so then the Kabbai Tzedakah takes also from people that don't keep Shemitah because at the end of the day you need to have money for Tzedakah. But for the Kohen himself that's going into the house and taking challah, so he's helping somebody who's doing an Aveiro, then you have to be more careful. We don't want to do it to avoid, according to the Man D'Omer, that we're not medactic. We want to avoid the person to try to prevent him from doing Isur Miso. So you're allowed to do it, but at the end of the day, you can't eat it, and he has to get rid of these fruits, Erev Pesach. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvayin, Daf Chof Hei.